I see it as a local derby. I mean, the distance of the clubs is so close, really. I know it's an important game for our supporters. I think it's different for Southampton because, as you say, we've never been really in their league in our history a few times, but we've always been seen as the smaller club. But now we're in the same league, the top league in English football. I think it makes it a really attractive fixture, one that's never been put together in this division because we've never been there before. So, rightly for our supporters, I think it's a big game. But every Premier League game is, you could say Southampton, but name you an away game this season that isn't big or high profile for us. So it's just another one that we have to go and give a good performance in.
They, unfortunately for you, seem to have improved as the season's gone on now. They seem to have hit their stride a little bit after a bit of a slow start.
Yeah, I think they, you know, they've got some good players. I think they're very well managed. I think they did fantastically well last year when they lost so many players. Very difficult to sell your best players and still be successful. I think they're one of the few clubs that have still managed to do that. And that must credit must go down to the whole club for that. And, of course, the manager who picks the team. But, yeah, they have improved as the season's gone on, so it's going to be a good test.
Pella up top, obviously, is a handful. There's a lot of physical strikers in the league, but he seems to have a lot more to his game than just physicality.
Yeah, I think he's a technical player as well as having his aerial strength. So that's always a dangerous opponent when someone can do a mixture of things. So obviously his size and his stature brings a problem to us, and of course his ability to come and link it up to as well to feet. But he's not the only one in their side that potentially could give us problems. But hopefully on the back of the last away performance, we can go there in good heart.
It should be a look on the face of it again. Should be a good footballing contest. Two teams, you play it the right way.
Yeah, I mean, I've always been impressed with Southampton in terms of their philosophy and the way they've been consistent to the club, in fact, bringing young players through. And they've got a stable way of playing, and so have we. So, yeah, I think it'll be two teams that will pass the ball and it'll be a good, attractive game.
You often hear these sort of games where they're being built up by the media. They say the form book goes out the window in these games. It doesn't, does it? I mean, it's just a game of football at the end of the day, isn't it?
Well, the form book means nothing in any game. You have to prove for that particular moment that you're the better team. So we're not too concerned by that. Obviously, we know there's a need for us to pick up points. We're not oblivious to that. And this is a good chance for us to get back to winning ways.
As you were at Portsmouth as a player, obviously you didn't get to on the field in one of those games, but you'll have been around the atmosphere of one of those games. I mean, is that an element of the fixture on Sunday that you have to make your players aware of, is ignoring everything else and focusing just on what they do best?
I think when you look at it, I don't think we have a problem with that. We've got a very controlled group. I think most Premier League games are played like derbies anyway. I don't think it's going to be any different to the high-profile games that we've had in recent weeks. So I don't think there's any need to make it bigger in the players' minds. I think they're fully aware of how important this game is.